Okay, and now we've got, oh, hey, it's John, but this time in Spanaway. Hi, John.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call, Doctor. Curious about coconut oil. I have a neighbor that takes coconut oil in the morning. She just takes a big spoonful, actually two or three times a day. Now I have arthritic hips that burn like fire sometimes. It's getting hard for me to walk. She says, well, you start using a lot of olive oil or coconut oil, and that inflammation will go away. So I'm curious about the uses and attributes of coconut oil. Could you help me with that?
Sure. Coconut oil is getting more and more popular because it's the main component of something called the ketogenic diet. And that actually has helped people to partially reverse early cognitive decline, and you better believe that's going to be popular out there. Doesn't seem to do any harm, sir. No one has come up with adverse effects, or somebody had a hospitalization because of taking coconut oil. Only thing I'd make sure to do is take some vitamin E on the same day, because there are a few things coconut oil can do. They're sort of like unsaturated fatty acids. Even though coconut oil is not an unsaturated fatty acid, I'd still be taking some vitamin E, maybe 400 or 500 units a day. But other than that, it can't hurt to try. And so far, I've not heard of anybody trying it for hips, but I have heard of people taking it for inflammation in the body, and it does seem to settle it down. So there you go.
Oh, thank you for that. Would that be, you think I could use that to lubricate my nasal passages at night? My nose gets dry as all I get out.
Well, you know what, sir? I wouldn't put it up my nose if that's what you're thinking.
Wouldn't you? Okay.
But swallowing it, shoot, it might do you some good there, because remember, it's going to go not just to inflamed areas, it's going to go all over the body, and it might help you moisturize from inside out, is what I'm saying. I don't know that for certain, though.
Is there anything you could recommend to use to lubricate my nose?
One of the best things is to make sure you're swallowing fish oil. If you're not, please do, because when we have dry membranes anywhere, whether it's inside the nose or in the lungs or whether we have dry skin, what's happening is the body hasn't got enough of omega-3 fatty acids to keep those membranes intact, and so the water escapes too easily. So if we get extra fish oil, we usually have less dry skin, we usually have less dryness in our nose, but it doesn't start the very first day. It usually starts as long as it takes to build those omega-3s into the membranes of the cells. And anybody who's tried fish oil for dry skin will tell you, oh, yeah, start seeing something about the third week.
Okay. Okay, doctor, thank you very much. I really appreciate your help. You have a great day.
Sure. You too, and thank you for calling, sir. Sure, and bye. Now we got to go to a break here.